This is Hallam FM.
Your music, your life. Big John at breakfast. Look at the photo on our Facebook page. That's Louis from One Direction. At the Keep Moat Stadium before the game yesterday, and Janine planted on his arm there. Look at that.
Quite tall, isn't he?
Who's got the longest hair at the moment?
I think he has.
Did you want to run a comb through it at any point yesterday?
I went to run through some scissors through it. It's too long.
I've never seen you smile so wide. You're so in love with that guy, aren't you? Look at him.
He's a pretty hot guy, isn't he?
Right, so 5,000 fans turned up. It was Doncaster versus Rotherham at the Keep Moat yesterday, all in aid of Bluebell Wood Children's Hospice. And Janine won the opportunity to get one-on-one with him, and she had some questions.
Congratulations on your Brits from last week. That was amazing, your two awards. What did you and the boys do to celebrate afterwards?
I think a couple of boys went out. It's always pretty hectic, those Brits parties, and I had training in the morning, so I went back to Zane's and we just had a bit of a quiet one. It was sad, it was nice.
Look, when I win my Brits, I'm not going back to Zane's for a bit of a quiet
one. No.
But saying. You'd never go training either, would you?
That's a good point.
She's won that one.
So what's happening? You've got your tour coming up soon. Mm-hmm. When are you back on the road again?
Back on the road, it's February now, middle of March, I think, we go to South America, and then we come back to the UK and start around April time, I think.
And how come you're not coming back home to South Yorkshire this time?
Well, you know, we're doing a...
You got him there against. Yeah. You got him against the ropes there.
Stadium tour. I don't know. You're putting me on the spot there. That's my management.
And with the tour, now we're saying recently that visually it's going to be ridiculous. What's changed from the last tour to this one?
Well, I just think, you know, as we start a new tour, we want to make it bigger and better than the last one, and it needs to feel like.
Attention, please. This is a public announcement. The turnstiles are now open.
Get in.
Good to know.
And it feels like, you know, we have to have a show that should be in a stadium, so we have to kind of go move to that level anyway.
Oh, you should have done the whole interview via the tannoy.
I didn't really know what to do when that went off.
Louis, what are your plans? Who are you closest to the band? Bing bong.
We've got some questions from our listeners. We've got one here from Natasha Bell. She said she wants to know who you're closest to in the band if you had to pick
bing
one person.
Bong.
It's hard because you get on well with the boys, you know, for different things. Like, you know, me and Liam do a lot of, well, yeah, I do all my writing with Liam. So I spend a lot of time with him there, and we have, you know, some great times. And like I say, I went round to Zane's and had a quiet night. So, you know, different boys for different reasons, I suppose. I can't really single one of them out.
And what's happening with the TV show?
There's...
The reality TV show.
Yeah, it's all just rubbish.
It's a load of rubbish.
Yeah, as usual, it's all just rubbish.
And we've got another question from Jasmine in Aston. She wants to know what's happening with the new album. What's it going to be like?
Well, we've only just started writing it, so I mean, we haven't really got a clear idea of exactly how it's going to be. But, you know, similar vein to Midnight Memories, our last album. But we're going to try something slightly different.
That's cool.
He has no idea, does he?
No.
I don't know. He doesn't know when the tour is. I don't know what the album's doing. He was just concentrating on the game.
Hallam FM.
So you're back home in South Yorkshire. Do you get home much or...?
Yeah, I mean, I've been, for the past, I don't know, 3 weeks, 4 weeks, I've been in Doncaster every day training with the club. So I spent a lot more time in Doncaster, which has been nice.
And how are you feeling about the game tonight? Is it harder because it's a derby?
I mean, I'm just thinking about the fact that, you know, the people coming to see me and playing football, you know, my forte is in the, you know, in a band. So I'm slightly out of my comfort zone, but I am very, very excited.
What are you the most nervous about?
Just not playing very well, I suppose. You know, I just want to look like I'm a decent, all right lad.
I'm sure you will do. And we've got another question from Kirsty Mason. She said, if you weren't doing One Direction for a living, what would you do? You're not allowed to say football.
I love that, doing One Direction for a living.
Well, I had plans to be maybe a PE teacher, actually.
Really?
I think I was going to be a teacher at school, yeah.
Now, I've got one question from Big John at breakfast.
Now, you know you didn't. This is your question.
No,
you pretended
I
written it.
I can't believe it. And he wants me to read it out. I've not been allowed to look at this until now.
No.
It says, I am Janine. Will you go out with me?
I'll get back to you.
Boom! Owned!
Loser! Okay, I think that's a no.
This is Hallam FM.